All right, good morning. It is March the 3rd. It's 10:31 in the morning. We have several action items with development services. Good morning.
Morning.
Who's leading this parade?
If we can, let's move Hoagland up to the first one. And because I wanted to kind of talk to the board a little bit about not just this application, but maybe the process. So as you know, Hoagland came in on January 21st. The board decided that two of the parcels, the 11-acre and the 24-acre parcel, could be rezoned to be divided up to a total of four lots. But the property to the south, the 33.8-acre parcel, could not. And so findings 1, 2, 3, and 4 have been amended to show that those two other parcels, subject to conditions, can be rezoned, but the one larger parcel was not appropriate and could not be approved. So that is throughout the document. It was only the first four that it was found to be that, and the rest of them were fine. And then the conditions are on the last page, which include just meeting other agency requirement, limiting it to the four parcels with an average lot size of 5 acres, no secondary residence, and then that they have to have an irrigation plan to ensure others are not impacted. And so we have that before you. As you know, the current process we've been doing is a FCO development agreement and ordinance being signed at the same time. I wanted to bring to your attention, I kind of put it in your ear a few times, but I wanted to talk about it today, is our code doesn't require that. Our code actually says today you would just sign the FCOs and development agreement, and we would come back to you to sign the ordinance once the conditions are met. And why haven't we been doing this? This has been in our code for quite a long time. It was just decisions back in the day that it was too time-consuming, and so it's best just to get it all done now, then come back if it's not meeting. But as you know, with history, we find out some of these development agreements that may have expired or haven't been done. An ordinance, to change an ordinance, you have to go back through the hearing process to change an ordinance and things like that. So that takes more time for staff. If we just do what the ordinance today says, which is FCO's development agreement, and come back to you when a condition is ready or the conditions are met, that makes it so one, you get to see the conditions met, sort of like a final plat. A final plat goes in front of you. We tell you, hey, look, all the conditions. You're like, all right, I feel comfortable signing this. That's what the intent of that was. We come before you going, hey, sign this resolution saying it's ready to go, and then you sign the ordinance with it. And you would see that as the conditions are met. So sometimes the board comes up with the interesting conditions for that use. Let's say that you want to see an operations plan before that use is met or whatever. This allows you to see it before you sign an ordinance. And also, it takes care of the timing. So let's just say it's 2 years to start this. If it doesn't happen, without an ordinance being signed as part of this, it just dies. It doesn't come back before you. It can just expire, and they come back. They go through the process again. If you sign an ordinance today, it makes it so it's harder for us to, when it does expire, we have to come before you and the P&Z, and it costs time and money for the staff to do it instead of it just expiring. So
unrezone what we did up front. Where this way we're ensuring the developer completes the process, then it's officially zoned one time.
Right.
So I just want to take this opportunity to kind of let you know what our ordinance really says and what you really want to do. Do you want to just keep with it right now, how we've been doing it, or do we want to follow the ordinance, just sign the two documents today and come back to you once all the conditions are met? And I'll give you an example. Hoagland, it's a fairly simple land division, but they have to do a fairly interesting irrigation plan. You may want to see that before you sign an ordinance. Okay. That's just an example. So I just want to get some guidance from the board to see, should we start just doing based on code and see how that goes, and then and see if we need to change some stuff, or do we want to just keep what we have now and make some changes later?
Yep, Chairman.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm in favor of doing what planning supervisor has recommended. A lot of these, it is like if we sign it, out of sight, out of mind, basically, and then your detail of the additional cost and staff time, whereas waiting until they fulfill their promises, which I've been on record for 8 years saying I don't like people that apologize instead of ask permission. This does require the applicant to follow through with what they said they would agree to do. Right. And I'm in favor of only signing the FCOs and the development agreement today. There's another one. I think Buse has that, or Haynes also have that. And so that would be, I think, a good move to do what is actually outlined in our code.
And through the chair, let's go back to time frame. Let's just say it's a 2-year time frame and somebody's just not meeting it. Mm-hmm. They can come back and just do a modification real quick and ask for more time.
Yeah.
If they really want to.
Yeah.
So it doesn't alleviate them talking, but it is a communication point.
Yep.
So they agreed to this. Our code says that time frame, it's up to them to meet it or come back and tell us, hey, we need more time. Can we get that amended or whatever?
Yeah.
And so there is still avenues to do that. It's just, I think this process allows it. If it expires, it truly does. We don't have to go back through a process. You don't have to see it again.
Yeah. So and, good.
Yeah. So, but it's.
How long have we been using this modified approach?
My understanding, this is a 2008 code that this got adopted, and my understanding, it worked for a little bit, and then the board, the director, and the prosecuting attorney at the time just kind of said, we're not doing a great job of monitoring this, and also it's just taking time to, before something gets approved, whatever, to hurry up and come in with a resolution, and so let's just do an ordinance and come back when we, if it really doesn't meet. As you noticed, once we do an ordinance, it still didn't solve the staff making sure that was getting done within 2 years. The applicant making sure, you know, the communication dropped, and then now you're seeing a lot of these people concerned about, is this still alive or not? And in the process to come to the board and revert that is the same as doing a conditional rezone permit, and except that we just have to do it without any fees coming in. We'll have to bring it through the hearing body, through noticing and stuff, where if we don't sign the ordinance with this and have them come back when the conditions are met, and let's say they don't ask for a time extension either, it just dies. And we don't have to change anything. The agreement already says it dies, so without that ordinance change. So it's a way to save time, and I feel it's to save time just right. And then also other jurisdictions do this.
Yeah.
A lot of conditional rezones don't have an ordinance that goes along with it. They have to prove it up before they get that ordinance.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Commissioners, but admittedly, our strong point has not been necessarily following up on some of these things over the years. As we are currently working with IT to create a piece of software to intake development applications for our department, and it will include a tickle mechanism to notify, you know, 30 days or whatever time frame that we set to remind the planners that, okay, we need to send a letter out on this one and check out, and it's going to help us, but we definitely need to get better at our due diligence in that regard.
Okay.
And then, so this one today has the ordinance with it. So if we were to approve this, we would just not include the ordinance in the motion.
So staff would ask just to sign, the motion would be to sign the FCOs in the development agreement, but not the ordinance.
Mm-hmm. I'm in favor of that.
So does Mr. Hoagland sign after we approve the FCOs, or is he signed already?
He's already signed the development agreement.
Oh, so he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's already agreed to this.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you have any questions about the FCOs, I'm here. But if not, it's ready to be signed.
Yeah. I don't, Chairman. I'm ready to make a motion if you're ready for a motion.
Motion is in order.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the FCOs and the development agreement for the Hoagland case number CR 2025-0002. And we are intentionally omitting the ordinance until the conditions have been met.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
This one sheet.
All right, which one would you like to take up next?
Next would be Buse.
Okay. You're out of here. Hi, Carla.
Thanks, Dan.
Commissioners, on February 12th, you heard the Buse conditional rezone request for 77.22 acres north of Melba to the rural residential zone. You approved the request and revised findings 1 through 4. So I'm here today with those revised findings and the development agreement for your signature. You'll need to make a motion on both. The conditions of approval, you did add a condition about the groundwater irrigation right being proportionally divided among the future lots, and that's been included. Any other questions?
Yeah. No, and just for confirmation, given the prior conversation, this does not include an ordinance for today's consideration.
Chair, commissioners, that's correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you ready for a motion, Chairman?
I am. Everything looks...
Chairman, I move that the board signs the FCOs and the development agreement for the Buse case CR 2024-0011 as presented.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Werhane?
Yes.
Okay. How are you today?
I'm good, Mr. Chair. So we have Werhane. That one was the very unique commercial request that we got rezoned to a commercial request. The first hearing was November 13th, 2025, followed with a continuation to December 2nd, 2025. There's some very specific conditions on the both the FCO's conditions of approval and then the development agreement that the applicant and his wife have both signed. So those are ready to go.
And in this, we have an ordinance, and so we would withhold that also from the decision.
Correct.
Thank you. You ready for a motion, Chairman?
I'm trying to make sure which one.
CR 2022-0.
This was the teardrop.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Correct. Okay. Yes, I'm ready. Thank you.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the findings of facts and the conclusions of law and order, as well as the development agreement for the Werhane case. It's CR 2022-0031.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Did Hoagland, so now we have Cloud Nine Estates?
Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, Cloud Nine Estates was a subdivision that's kind of right on the cusp of Star Middleton. It's where they were proposing to connect Kingsbury, north to south. And you heard that December 18th, and the conditions were very similar to the ones that the P&Z recommended. So that's all I have.
Okay. So this is just a preliminary plat today.
Correct.
Yep. Are you ready for a motion?
Yes.
I move that the board signs the preliminary plat for SD 2022-0011 for Cloud Nine Estates as presented.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. It's a lot of cleanup. Yes. Closing the loop on these, huh?
Yes.
All right. So one more, Ranch El Lucerito.
Correct. Yes, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek. This was heard in January of this year. It's just a three-lot subdivision with a remainder of an agricultural parcel out off of Lonkey Lane. And with a restriction of secondary dwellings on the two newly created parcels.
I don't have any questions, Chairman.
Okay.
I move that we sign the FCOs for Ranch El Lucerito subdivision and SD 2021-0029 as presented.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That's it for the action items. Do we have anything else for general discussion that needs to be?
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe so.
Okay. Commissioner Van Beek, are you good?
I'm good. I move we adjourn.
10:47, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.